One of the most popular scintillating musical styles in America today is decades and even centuries old. What used to be called hillbilly music dominated the last Grammy Awards. The soundtrack from the film O Brother, Where Art Thou has inspired countless follow-up send-ups, imitators, and a concert tour and documentary. Another feature film, Songcatcher, even focused on a woman who recorded some of the oldest Appalachian ballads. Now, none of this is new in West Virginia, where the Augusta Heritage Center has been recording the recollections of the few living links to a tradition of ancient ballad singing. Dan Hyman of West Virginia Public Broadcasting has more.
Just outside of Glenville in central West Virginia sits a spotless trailer. It's the home of Phyllis Marks, a 74-year-old widow, and Hannah.
Door's unlocked.
Hannah is a seeing eye dog. Marks went blind about 20 years ago. Surgery on her tear ducts left her looking like she's always crying, which might lead a visitor to think she's moved to tears by the song she sings.
Oh, Father, dear Father, she cried, come down and open the door, or this child in my arms shall perish and die by the wind that blows across the wild moor.
Truth is, Marks is a stereotypically tough mountain woman, stoic and good-natured. She hasn't had an easy life. Her father died before she really got to know him. Marks was 7 when her grandmother died, and the family lost the Spanish-American War widow's pension that was paying the bills. So at the age of 16, Marks married a 40-year-old man. They lived, as she puts it, scrappily ever after.
Of course, we only had one fight, and it lasted for 54 years. He thought he took me to raise, but he got fooled.
She says they only did 4 things right, and as she told a friend, they did those in a hurry.
Jenny Hawker always wanted me to tell about why we had kids so fast. We had 4 in less than 6 years. And I said it was during the war, and President Roosevelt said to speed up production.
While she was raising those children, Mark sang to them. She thinks this is where many of the old ballads she sings originated, from women singing to pass the hours.
They made the folk songs because they had to churn or rock the baby or entertain the other kids at the same time. I always said I rocked them to sleep and rocked them back awake. Either that or they went to sleep to keep them hearing me sing. Come all ye young heroes who handles a gun, beware of your shooting at the downset of the sun.
Marks doesn't just sing lullabies. Many of her songs are tragic supernatural love stories and grim murder ballads.
Young Jimmy was out walking. It was late after dark. And he shot at Molly Bender. And he missed not his mark.
Phyllis sings some really old songs. They could easily go back 1,000 years.
Jerry Milnes is the folklife coordinator for the Augusta Heritage Center at Davis and Elkins College. He says some of the oldest songs Marks knows are Christmas carols.
Phyllis sings one called the Cherry Tree Carol, which goes back to the ancient mystery plays from Coventry, England in the 15th century. That song about, I think she calls it the Friendly Beasts, which is all the animals acknowledging the Nativity. That song goes back to at least the 12th century.
I said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother up hill and down, I carried his mother to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown.
There's a legend that goes along with the friendly beasts. In the old days, people used to believe the animals miraculously spoke once a year.
Mom always told us they talked. That the animals talked at midnight. At midnight on the night Jesus was born. And somehow or other I always slept through midnight and didn't. We had a cow, but I never got to go out and hear her talk. I said the cow all white and red. I gave him my manger for his bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I said the cow all white and red.
Phyllis Marks is one of only about a dozen ballad singers of her generation left in West Virginia.
We have still existing a tradition of ballad singing. we still have a few people who tenaciously hang on to this material and sing it.
Jerry Milne says to preserve that tradition, the Augusta Center brings younger singers to West Virginia to learn from the older performers.
There was a lady gay in our town, she did well. She loved her husband dear, loved another one twice as well. Mushroom tiggery, irie, irie, mushroom tiggery, irie. She listened at the keyhole, she heard the old man say, if I had 6 dozen miry bones, would take my sight away. Mushroom tiggery, irie, irie, mushroom tiggery, irie.
Helena Triplett came here from New Zealand by way of New York to learn from Marx.
A lot of modern songs are about the singer, whereas these old songs are about the story, and I really like that.
Oh, Nathan killed the bell cow and fed the dog's liver, and now we're out of meat and we'll hang the dogs forever.
Phyllis Marx says it was always the stories that made the ballad seem special to her. She says she enjoyed hearing songs like Fats Domino's Blueberry Hill on the radio, but the old songs, even sad ones, kept drawing her back.
Oh, the maggots and the skippers, they do grow so very bold. Been saving up your buttermilk, 7 years old, 7 years old, 7 years old.
Younger singer Helena Triplett thinks so much of the song she learned from Marx, she put two of them on her CD.
A hawk shoot the buzzard, and the buzzard shoot the crow. Well, wide through bright came yonder, and kill the buffalo. We'll kill the buffalo, we'll kill the buffalo. We'll wind through bright game yonder and kill the buffalo.
One of the things Phyllis Marx wants to pass on is her belief that the important part of the ballads is the stories they contain, not the performance.
That's the way the old people sung, like they meant it. They didn't sing to see who had the prettiest voice. They just sung like they meant it.
The Augusta Center has documented the songs of about 30 West Virginia singers, many of whom are dead now. But some of the songs will surely survive through the work of younger singers like Ginny Hawker and Helena Triplett, who continue to perform the songs they learned from Phyllis Marx at Augusta. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman near Glenville, West Virginia.
We'll kill the buffalo. We'll wind through bright game yonder and kill the buffalo. The maggots and the skippers, they do grow so very bold. Been saving up your buttermilk, 7 years old, 7 years old, 7 years old.